job. I'm impressed. We didn't even have it in the bulletin or on the board. You guys nailed it. Our first scripture today comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 14 through 16. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. And then from Genesis, first chapter, verses 26 and 27, say this. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
Three years after the first full-length animated film Disney ever made, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which was released in 1937 as a box office hit, Disney was at it once again, this time adapting an Italian children's novel by Carlo Coyoli, I think that's how you say it. In its 77th year, Pinocchio still delights children and adults alike. Critics and film historians say that this film is the closest of all Disney animated features to technical perfection. Imagine that, he attained it 77 years ago. It is truly a work of art. Quite simply, it's a morality tale, told to teach us about the dangers of lying and the merits of truth-telling. We all know how the story goes. Probably most of us do know Disney's version over the original, because once a story has been Disneyfied, that's usually the one we remember. But as we also know, more often than not, Disney's fairy tales were told long before Walt and his team had at them. But I have to admit, he always adds something magical, and his stories stick. So in this story, we meet Geppetto, the woodworker who dreamed of having a child, so he created a puppet and one night wished upon a star. The puppet came to life. And if he would work hard, be brave, truthful, and well-behaved, Pinocchio, the boy made from pine, would become a real boy. Pinocchio was eager to do whatever it was he needed to be real. But temptation lured him at every corner. He didn't have his own conscience, so Jiminy Cricket was recruited to play the part. He was free to do as boys do, but to remember to always let your conscience be your guide. Of course, too often, he forgot that mandate and repeatedly got himself into trouble, tried to lie his way out of it, only to discover that he had a pretty obvious tell. It was that nose that grew and grew every time he failed to tell the truth. Fortunately for him, the Blue Fairy came to the rescue to offer a second chance, at least that first time Pinocchio was caught, caged, and long-nosed. But she couldn't get him out of every situation. He was going to have to prove that he was capable of becoming a real boy and make better choices. Lured this way and that, Pinocchio eventually found himself at Treasure Island, where kids ran wild, smoked, drank, and were turned into donkeys. Geppetto, Pinocchio's creator slash father, set course to save his son, only to be swallowed by a whale in the process. As a kid, I think I may have conflated the Jonah story with the Pinocchio story, and I think I knew Pinocchio and Geppetto's story a little better than I did Jonah's. So here Geppetto was in the belly of a whale, and he and Pinocchio are finally reunited. Geppetto discovers all of the crazy adventure Pinocchio's have gotten himself into have left a mark upon him in the form of ears, a tail, and a hee-haw of a voice. But he still loves his son, and together they work out a plan to escape from that whale. And in the end, if you haven't figured it out in nearly 80 years since that first debut, then I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you should know, Pinocchio becomes a real boy. There's something about that film that stands the test of time. We all know the hazard of lying and the magic that comes from wishing on a star, but I think that Pinocchio is more than just a morality tale. It tells us something about life itself in our own quests for becoming real. We have a lot in common with Pinocchio, even if we weren't carved out of pine. But in the Genesis story, one of them we read today, God creates human beings not from wood, but mud, dust of the earth. And when the divine breath filled their lungs, humans were given life. Like the woodworker's creation, we too were formed in the image of our Creator. And without that breath of life, we were no more than toys, to be shaped and reshaped, to do whatever it was the Creator wanted. And yet, when that divine breath filled our human lungs, we came to life. Not to be puppets, but to be real. To tap into our own potential as children of a divine Creator. I think it's easy for us to believe that God is our puppeteer, that we human beings merely follow in line and do what the puppet master wills. In fact, it's a popular theology that's played out in various forms. It works especially when chips are down, when we don't have control of things. We want to believe that somebody does. Man, I know about that. It's why whenever something bad happens, people inevitably respond with, "Everything happens for a reason," or "It's just meant to be," or "There's a greater plan." Because I guess they think the man upstairs is holding the strings and following a script. But God didn't make us to be puppets. God is not a puppeteer. God's greatest desire for us isn't to jump on command or dance a wooden dance. Like Pinocchio, when he finds his freedom, we've got no strings. I've got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Now, initially, Pinocchio thinks that this means that he can do whatever the heck he wants. So he ditched his conscience along with ditching school and ate up the applause of his newfound fans. But Pinocchio quickly learns that being free from strings does not mean that he is unattached. See, he thinks he can do whatever he wants with no consequences, but he learns all too well that there are always consequences to his actions. He's not unattached. No, he doesn't have strings anymore, but he is connected. We all are. Interconnected. And our actions have effects on one another and, of course, ourselves. And ultimately, that's what makes Pinocchio real. It's recognizing that despite not having strings, he is still connected to his Creator, his Father. His Father loves him and risks his own life for him. And the truth is, Pinocchio loves his Father too, and he reciprocates it, risking everything to return that love. It's when we live as our Creator lives that we become more and more real. more and more human as we tap into our own spark of divinity. It's giving into love and letting love lead, even when it means sacrificing our own selfish wishes and desires. Because becoming real isn't about doing whatever a puppet master wants, and neither is it being completely unattached. Becoming real is about experiencing love in life, making hard choices, recognizing our inner connection, and acting not because someone is pulling our strings, but perhaps because our own heartstrings pull on us, connecting us deeply with one another and our Creator. I think we can learn a lot about God by looking at Geppetto, Pinocchio's creator, Pinocchio's father. You see, the one thing that Geppetto wants most for Pinocchio is for him to be his son. It was never to be his toy. It was never to control him. Geppetto loved Pinocchio to life, and was out of this great love for his boy that his boy came to be. It didn't really matter what Pinocchio did. Geppetto just loved him. He sought him out. He did everything he could to save him. Geppetto did not want to be his puppet master. He wanted to be a father. He'd made hundreds of puppets in his life, but what he really longed for was a son, so he could share his love beyond himself. I think God's the same way. God isn't pulling our strings, making us do this or that, preordaining every action we make or thing that will happen to us. God doesn't want to be our puppeteer any more than Geppetto does. It's the reason God gets called Father or Mother and not Puppet Master. Because God sees us as children, not puppets to dance to a script. But like Geppetto, who loves Pinocchio with all his heart, God wants the best for us, loving us, seeking us out when we're lost, gathering us in with open arms, holding us close, offering us second and third and fourth and sometimes a hundredth of chances, because God is merciful, showering us with grace, picking us up when our hearts are wounded, and embracing us close to hug that hurt away. God's greatest desire for us is to be love and to live love in real and authentic ways. To be faithful to God, then, is to be alive, tapped into the love from which we were created so we can give it and live it. This is animated faith. Faith alive, faith that is not stagnant or dependent upon someone else to pull the strings, but faith with life, real life. And it is such a faith that calls us to be real, to deepen our relationship with God, and to be what God has created us to be. When we are willing to be vulnerable, to have our hearts broken, to act despite fear, to choose love over greed, hate, power, or self-indulgence, to courageously choose connection without the pressure to be controlled by another, but willingly, vulnerably, authentically real, then we are. There is no puppet master, but there are choices. And the choice the Creator makes, the choice our Abba, our Father, our Mother, our God makes, it's always love. Love. Love is the mark of our Maker. And so our quest, like Pinocchio's, is to become real, to live with love and share that love with one another, interconnected in this life we live, animated into life, animated in our faith. Amen.